We're going to learn Daf Lamed Hey, Amid Aleph, in Lamed Hey in Masechet Ksubos. We're going to start from the bottom, the last two lines on the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara, right towards the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, introduced this new machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about whether we say Chayve Lavim Shoigigin is also Potter. Of course, we know we've been dealing for the last few dafim about Kamlei B'Derabim Inei, and certainly if the person is going to receive the punishment, the more severe punishment, he's not going to get punished with the second punishment, usually the monetary punishment as well. However, the question then becomes, is if you did the kind of act that had you done it b'mezid and with hasra, you would have received the more severe punishment, but in fact, in this scenario, you did it either b'shoigeg or without hasra, so you're not going to receive either the malchus or the miso, therefore, you're not getting the more severe punishment. Do we say, kam lebi d'rabim inei in that scenario? And that's the machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says, well, kam lebi d'rabim inei means you can't receive two punishments. If I'm not receiving the more severe punishment, then the less severe punishment kicks in and I would be chayev to pay the money. Whereas Reish Lakish holds, no, it's the kind of act that since there is a more severe punishment, regardless of whether I actually get the punishment or not, I am no longer obligated. Kam lebi d'rabim inei applies in that case as well, and I'm not going to have to pay the monetary fine either. That's the machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So now we're going to start on the bottom, the second to last line on the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara says, "Esvei Reish Lakish the Rabbi Yochanan." So Reish Lakish that says Potter is now going to ask a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan that says you're going to be chayev. Hold on. All right. So Esvei Reish Lakish the Rabbi Yochanan v'lo yeh osan onesh yonesh. So this is the pasuk, of course, the one of the pasukim that we learn Kamlei b'derabim inei. And the pasuk says that if the woman doesn't die, this is the case where two men are fighting and they're trying to hit each other, but one of them accidentally hits a woman and she's pregnant, and as a result of the makah, she loses the children. So the pasuk says, the loyeos, and if she does not, let's just translate it that she does not die, onesh yonesh, then they get punished, and we understand that means the punishment over here in this context means that you have to pay for the value of the vlodos, for the children. Now, on the top of Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, "My love, also in Mamish." So the Gemara says it must be that the case means that she actually died. So if she actually died, then we say like this: if she died, then we have a din of Kamlei b'derabim inei. If she doesn't die, then we're going to say that we don't say Kamlei b'derabim inei, and you chayev to pay. For the children. We say if she doesn't die, then you pay for the children. Now, the case over here is, that means that if she does die, you're putter from paying for the vlodois, even if she didn't get hasra. That's the way Reish Lakish is learning it. So if she dies, and therefore you're putter from paying for the children, it does not matter whether or not he actually gets punished for the miso. So if there was no hasra, and in fact, in the reality is he won't get punished because there was no hasra, still, he's off the hook. And that's why Reish Lakish has a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. You see, very nice. This backs up my opinion. Kasha on your opinion. We see that the ptur from paying the money doesn't really matter, is not contingent on receiving the actual punishment, the more severe punishment. So the Gemara's answer, Rabbi Yochanan would answer, loy din asoin. That he says like this, it doesn't mean that if she dies, that you're automatically off payment. It's only if there's actually a din. Let's translate the word din to mean bezdin. There's a bezdin over here, there's a din toiro over here, that you're chayev miso. Only if there's an actual din, that you're chayev miso. If there's no din, you're chayev miso. For example, if he killed her by accident or without hasra, even if she dies, since there will not be a din toiro about his death, there's no din over here, so you're still on the hook for the monetary. That's the way Rabbi Yochanan will read the pasuk. We understood the pasuk originally to mean, no, if she dies, doesn't matter of whether the culpability didn't matter. The answer of the Gemara is no, there has to be a din. There has to actually be actual culpability. You have to be responsible and on the hook for the miso. Then there's a din. There's a din toiro. Either a din toiro or there's a bezdin, however you want to whatever, you know, works in the way you understand it.
Loy din asin.
The way Rabbi Yochanan is like, there's no scenario where there's going to be a din Torah about his death. Then you're potter. Then you're chayiv. The only way you're going to be off the hook from making an actual payment is if Beis Din has a din Torah of the, and paskins that you're going to be chayiv. Misa. Igad Amri, the other version is just the opposite. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan L'Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan uses this pasuk to ask Akasha exactly the other way on Reish Lakish, as follows. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says you're only chayiv if a real din happens, if a real the severe punishment is in order. Because the pasuk says, Lo yia also in anesh yonesh, this is the same pasuk, that the pasuk says that if she doesn't die, then you're punished. My love, din asin. So he understands it exactly the way he does, which is that there's an actual din tayro, that you're chayev misa, that's when you're off the hook. But if there's no din tayro, because it's either a shoygeg or no asra or whatever it is, so there's no din tayro over here, you're still gonna be chayev to pay. And therefore it's a kasha on Reish Lakish, because according to Reish Lakish, you shouldn't be chayev to pay in this scenario, regardless of whether there's a din tayro or not. So therefore Reish Lakish answers, loy asayin mamish. The way he understands is that the pasuk is literal, that is literally that she dies, it doesn't matter about whether or not there's a din tayro. We don't take it to the next level. We look at his act. We don't look at what Beis Din's involvement is going to be. Now, you're telling me that it comes out that this machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish applies even in a case where there was a potential death sentence involved, even when there's misa involved. So clearly, when I get it, they argue about whether there's malchus. So the question is, if I'm not getting the malchus, do I still have to make the payment? That I understand. But that they even argue in a case of misa. We learned a drasha from the, in the yeshiva of Chizkiyah. It says, maka odom umaka behema. This is a whole drasha. That we compare the punishment of when a person hits, when a person gets hit versus when an animal gets hit. And we say it like this. Ma maka behema loy chilakta boy ben b'shegig ben b'mezit. When you hit an animal and you're obligated to pay for the monetary damages, there's no difference whether the hit was by accident, ben b'mezit, whether it was on purpose, ben miskaven, l'shein miskaven, whether you were trying to hit this particular animal versus hitting a different animal, ben derech yirido l'derech aliyah, whether you were going up in the direction or down in the direction. Of course, these are cases that are going to make a difference in the person's, in the lift. You're always in that case. There's no difference that's going to make. There's nothing you're going to do that's make a difference that's going to get you off the hook from paying. El chayvay mamon. Rather, you're always going to be chayv to pay, regardless of how the scenario played out. You're always going to be chayv to pay. So there's no exceptions to the rule. That's the key over here. Af maka odom. So too, when a person is hit, loy techalek, you're not going to make a difference. Ben b'shoyg, ben b'meis, ben miskam, l'shein, miskam, whether it was on purpose by accident, whether it was intentional or not intended for this act or not. Ben derech yirid, l'derech ali, whether he was going up or down. L'chayv mamon. You're not going to say that there's an exemption for being chayv. El l'poitrei mamon. You're always going to be potter, obviously, in the scenario where there's a kamle b'derabamine. You're always going to say that you're going to be potter, right? You're always going to be potter. So we see that, because you have to know the end of the pasuk, because the end of the pasuk that we say maka adam, the pasuk that we're learning out maka adam, it says lo yishalem el yamos. We're talking about a scenario because the person in that exact act that he caused damage to the person actually was chayev misa because he killed him or something like that. And we don't make a difference whether it was up or down or so on and so forth. We always say that you're going to be potter. So what do we see? We see that in the context of misa, you're always potter. You always apply kamle b'derabamine, whether or not, regardless of whether the person is going to be actually receiving the punishment. So we see when it's chayve misus, even if it's misus shoygigin, you always say kam lebe derabamine. So how could you say that that's the machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? That's not where they're arguing. There's a ton of the Bechizkia, which apparently everybody holds of. Everybody holds of this drasha, that there's no chilik by maka adam. Once there's a misa involved, there's no payment here whatsoever. Maybe by shoygigin, by malchus rather, they could argue, but they can't argue but in the context of misa. So eloki yasa rabin amar, So he says, you're right. So Rabban says, Chayvei Misa Shogin Kulei Amaloi Pligi De Peturin. You're right. If there's a Misa involved over here, there's a severe punishment that includes a punishment of Misa, you always say, Kamalei B'der Avamineh, you're always punter from paying the monetary payment. Ki pligi b'chayvei malchus shogegin b'davar acher. They're only arguing, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, in fact, they're only arguing in the context of the otherwise would have been chayv malchus. And malchus would have been considered the more severe punishment. And in this case, as the case played out, you're not going to receive the malchus, so then do we say the money kicks in that case? Rabbi Yochanan Amar chayv. Rabbi Yochanan says you're going to be chayev now. Now that you're not receiving the malchus, you're going to be chayev to pay. Why? Because he says chayev misos, chayev misos, iskish. When you're dealing with misa, that's where we have the hekesh, the tanit of echizkiyah that we just learned, that there are no exceptions to the rule, you're always off the hook because there's misa involved. Chayev malchus, lo iskish, but there is no comparison to the din of malchus, and therefore malchus is, I get, if you get it, then anachanami. If you actually receive the malchus, of course everybody agrees, kamalei b'derav aminei. Well, except for a mayor, but everybody agrees to kamalei b'derav aminei. But if there's no malchus involved, then you're going to have to pay the lesser monetary payment. That's Rabbi Yochanan's way of looking at it. That the only time that there's an automatic p'tur of kamalei b'derav aminei is by misa. And Reish Lakish Amar, potter. He says no, that it's you're going to be potter even if it's only a din of malchus. Why? Beferish Rav Satayra chayve malchus kechayve misois. He says, yeah, the Torah itself, we're going to see in a moment, the Torah itself says that just like when there's misa involved, you're off the hook from paying money, so too by malchus also, we're going to compare and say by malchus also, you're off the hook from paying money because there's a din malchus over here. There's a concept of malchus, regardless of whether you receive it. So Reish Lakish makes a statement. He says, there's a hekesh. There's a comparison. So Hechen Rips the Torah. Where do we see that the Torah compared malchus to misa? So Abaya Omar Asi Rosh Rosh. So Abaya says we have a pasuk that says by Asher Hu Rasha Lomus. There's one pasuk that talks about that is Chayav Misa and uses the word Rasha. And we also have a pasuk in Ben Hakoyz HaRasha, which is talking about giving Malchus, also uses the word Rasha. So it uses the word Rasha in both places to see that you're just as much of a Rasha in the case of Misa as in the case of Malchus. So we see the Torah is comparing the two. Okay, that's how that's how Abaya learns it. So the way Abaya learns it is the hekesh, there's a concept of comparing Misa to Behema, by Misa's Adam to Misa's Behema, and then there's another Rasha, which says the same things that apply to Misa also apply to Malchus. That's the way Abaya learns. Rovo Omar Asya Maka Maka. Rovo says, no, we're learning it out of the Psukim that says Malchus, that there's a Maka of Behema, and there's a Maka, and there's a Pasuk of Maka by Adam. Okay, now, the problem is like this. So, the problem is, okay, you said there's a drasha, there's some sort of extra words of maka, or the same word of maka, by hitting an adam. Which word exactly are you using? Which pasuk are you using? It's going to make all the difference in the world. Ilema umaka behema yishalmeno, from the pasuk that we originally darshaned. That maka behema yishalmeno umaka adam yomos, and then if you hit the same person, you're going to die. Hai bektolik siv. That pasuk is actually written only about death. Is only written in the context where the punishment would have been death. And remember, Reish Lakish's whole chiddush over here is that it applies even in Malchus. But that, you can't bring me a riot from a pasuk that's talking about a death sentence. Elo hai makas. So it has to be a different pasuk. The pasuk says, maka nefesh behema yishalmeno, nefesh tachas nefesh. Okay, so there's one pasuk that talks about hitting a behema. Remember, according to the way Rava's learning, we're going to do Malchus directly to a hekesh to a behema. The somach lei, cause anachanami, there's another pasuk right next to it that says, right, there's a pasuk, it's actually the next pasuk, literally the next pasuk. It says, the ish ki yitein mumba misoi, kasher also ken yasa loy. That if a person hits somebody else, he's gonna be punished. And that is, now hitting is not a death sentence, hitting is only a malchus issue. And therefore, still we see, so we compare, since it's the next pasuk, we compare malchus also to behema. And just like by behema, there's no exception to the rule, you're always chayiv. By malchus, we also, the Reish Lakish's drasha is, there's no exception to the rule, there's always potter. Meaning you're always potter if there's a kamlei, b'derabba mineh, because you're gonna get malchus. Okay. First, the Gemara asks a technical question, which is the Hailav Makahi. The pasuk doesn't talk is not talking about it doesn't actually say the word makah. So how could you make the comparison? You said makah makah. So the Gemara answers, okay, fine. Anan hakah hakah kamrinan. I'm not looking for the word makah. I'm looking for the concept. What did you do? Did you hit or did you kill? Okay, so this pasuk doesn't it uses the word mum, and in order to give a mum, you have to do a hitting. So Enochanami, that's the comparison. The comparison is the scenario, not the word. The fact that you must have inflicted a wound on the behemoth by hitting, and you inflicted a wound on a person by hitting, so we say that's the comparison. Now, here comes the big question. But the problem is that we're learning out of this pasuk, we're learning it out of a scenario where you hit somebody, and that's the case where you're going to say, come lay with the rabbi mineh, that you don't have to pay. But actually, that is halachically not true. That pasuk is talking about hitting somebody. Actually, it comes out that you're talking about hitting somebody. Hitting somebody is exactly the opposite case, where you have a malchus and mamoin, and what's the punishment? The punishment is mamoin. So how could you use that as your proof that we say, oh, come away with the rabbi mineh applies by malchus, even if you're not getting the malchus? Actually, it proves just the opposite. It proves that when you have malchus and mamoin, you actually pay money, not get malchus. And certainly there's no kam leib d'rabbi mineh over there. It's exactly, the pasuk is proving exactly the opposite of what you're trying to prove. You're trying to prove that when there's a malchus involved, you don't pay money. But the halacha is by chayvel b'chaveira that you actually pay the money. You do pay the money. You're not off the hook from the money. You do pay the money. So how could you use this pasuk, which is proving exactly the opposite of what we're trying to accomplish over here? So the Gemara says, you're right. It is the opposite in this scenario. However, since this pasuk, we're going to say in a moment, that this pasuk is not... Since this pasuk cannot be used to teach us that when there's a shava pruta that you get off the hook, because in fact the next pasuk in the Torah is ken yinasin bai that you actually pay money, which is of course by when you hit somebody you have to pay money. So we don't need this pasuk to tell us that you have to pay money. So therefore tanayo inyan lahakah shein bai shava pruta. So this pasuk must be talking about that scenario, exactly that scenario where there is no money involved, that the hitting that you did involved less than a shava pruta worth of value, and in that case, anachanami, since there is no monetary value involved, the only thing left to do is to give malchus. And in that case, that's where the pasuk is saying that since you're getting malchus, we can now see that you don't say come lebe d'rabbi mineh, and we're going to darshan that whether or not, regardless of whether or not you receive the actual malchus. This is going to be, since we don't need the pasuk to tell us a regular case of hitting that you do pay, must be talking about the case of hitting that you don't have to pay. And achanami, there's no payment involved, so you're going to get malchus. However, now on the top of Lamed Hei Mabez, the Gemara says, I don't understand. Soif, soif, lav bar tashlumen hu. Ishkayach. You're going to tell me that you're getting malchus, but why are you getting malchus over here? Because there is nothing to pay. So you're still left with, if you're trying to prove a kam leib d'rabbi mineh, by definition, the case of kam leib d'rabbi mineh has to involve a payment of malchus and a payment of money, and you're choosing the malchus over the money. You're still left with a scenario over here where there is only one punishment available. Not that there's two and I picked one. So if we're talking about that, the whole pasuk is talking about that it's less than a shava pruta, there is no money involved over here. There's only malchus. That has nothing to do with kam leib d'rabbi mineh. Kam leib d'rabbi mineh has to be that there's two cases, there's two options, and I'm picking the more severe over the less severe. But you're proving it to me from a case that there is only one option, that there is no money involved here at all. It doesn't make any sense. How could you use this as the drasha for the case of kam leib d'rabbi mineh by malchus versus money? You pick malchus. It doesn't prove anything. There is no money over here. So the Gemara answers, Anachanami. The case has to be, Loi Tzricha, there must be the Bahadi de Machia, at the moment that you hit him, Kara Shiroi in delay. The Chiddush of the Pasuk is that, Anachanami, there's no monetary value for the hitting part of it, because Anachanami, the hitting part of it, the money would pay. We're talking about, there is money involved, because you ripped someone else's clothing. You ripped his clothing as you were hitting him, you scratched him, and you ripped his clothing as you were scratching him. So now, there is a monetary value. It has nothing to do with the hitting. The hitting was on his goof. And on that, is less than a shava pruta, so in a chanami you don't have to pay. But there's a ripped shirt, a ripped clothing, that's what you have to pay for. So there, that's where the pasuk says that in a chanami you're going to get malchus and you're not going to have to pay money. So that answers all the questions. We are talking about a case where there's an option of malchus and money, because you did hit him. And you also ripped his shirt, but the hitting part of it is less than a shava pruta, so therefore you're not paying for the hitting, you're not paying a monetary value for the hitting part of it. You're only going to be punished by the makas, and there's also a monetary component to this because there's a ripping of the clothing that you have to pay for, and that's the case that the Torah says that we're going to give malchus and we're not going to make him pay. And there, that's where Reish Lakish says, oh, okay, so now we compare that to Behema. Just like Behema, you're always chayev to pay. In this scenario, you're not going to be chayev to pay at all, ever. Again, regardless of whether or not you actually get punished with the Malkus or not. Even if you're not going to get punished with the Malkus, you're still going to be water exempt from making the payment. So that's how Reish Lakish learns that afilu malchus shogigin, you still say kam lebe derabba mine, you're only in the category of being punished by malchus. You won't actually get malchus because it was shogigin, but you're in the category of getting of malchus, and therefore kam lebe derabba mine applies, and that gets him off the hook from making any payments. The Gemara continues. Omalei Rav Chiya l'Rav. Okay, so now he says, according to Rav, so that says, that according to the drasha of Tana Devei Chizkiya, which we just learned on Amud Aleph, that was the drasha that we compared, and we said, just like a behemoth, you're always chayev to pay, by a person who come labor the Rabbi Minei is always putter. That's very simple Tana Devei Chizkiya. Let's assume that that is a given, that that's a fact. Okay, now, Mimai de Bechol Ksiv, how do you know that this pasuk of Makah Behema or Makah Be'Adam was talking about that you hit the person during a weekday, Veleka La'afluge, and therefore we're saying that there's no Misa involved, there's no Kam Le'Bid Rabbeinu, there's no Misa involved, and therefore we could say Ben B'Shoigi Ben B'Me. In other words, here we're discussing that the Misa would have been that you actually, the Mezid and the Shoigig was talking about whether you gave him Asra, and that's what, and we're discussing Malkus. If we're talking about during the weekday, the Isser of hitting somebody is simply, you're not allowed to hit somebody. That's the Isser. The Isser is, right, Lo Yosef, that you're not allowed to hit somebody. Very simple. And therefore, when we talk about Shoigig and Mezid, we're talking about the Mezid would have been Malkus. How do you know that's the case? Dilma b'Shabbos Ksiv. Maybe this whole pasuk is written in the context of Shabbos. The behema gufa ikala fluge, that even in hitting the behema itself, there's a difference between shaygig and mezid. In other words, you're assuming that by behema, it says by behema you chayev to pay. We get it. You chayev to pay. But we're assuming that you're chayev to pay in all scenarios because we thought we're talking about worst case scenario, we're talking about malchus. However, if now we're talking about that the Makah Behema happened on Shabbos, now there's a Chiyuv Shabbos involved. And now that whole statement that you're always chayev to pay, regardless of what happened, is no longer true. That's not even true in the context of Behema, because if there's a Chiyuv Shabbos involved, when you hit the Behema, you're actually not going to be chayev to pay the Behema. And now we've just broken the whole rule. We've just found a little crack in this rule that there's always chayev to pay by Behema. It's not true anymore. There's now, in the case of Shabbos, if there's a chiyuv misa of Shabbos, you're actually not chayev to pay the Behema. So we just found out this whole rule is not true. So how do you know that that's the case, that the case is talking about that there's no Shabbos involved, that there's no misa involved? Maybe by Behema, actually there is misa involved, and there is an exception to the rule. And then if there's an exception to the rule by Behema, theoretically there could be an exception to the rule by Adam also. So Gemara says, Lo Yisal Kedaitach. We cannot be talking about, it cannot be that the case in the Pasuk by Behema is talking about Shabbos. Tichsev, because the Pasuk says like this, Umaka Behema Yishalmeno, that when you hit the Behema you have to pay, no matter what. Umaka Odom Yumos, and that when you hit the person, there's a Chiyuv Misa involved. Now, Hechidami, what would be the case by the person? Idoloi Asrubei, if there was no Hasra at all, Maka Odom Amayumos. So then why, in the case of hitting the person, would there be a Chiv Misa? If there's no Hasra, everybody agrees, no Hasra, no Misa. And the Pasuk over here says, you are Chayiv to kill the person. So clearly has to be with Hasra. Elapshita da Asrabe. So there has to be Hasra in order for that whole case to be possible that there's a Chiv Misa. Now, the E, the Shabbos. Now, if we're talking about Hasra on Shabbos, Maka Behemi Shalmena, so then the Pasuk itself doesn't make any sense. Why would the Pasuk say you're chayev to pay for damaging the Behemo? That is not true. Because on Shabbos we would apply Kamalei B'Derabamine. This Pasuk is not here to contradict what we've known all along, which is there's a concept of Kamalei B'Derabamine. And we just said on Amud Aleph that when there's Misa involved, everybody agrees that we say Kamalei B'Derabamine. So it cannot be a case that there's an actual Misa involved in the payment and also payment for the behemoth. That would contradict everything we've been saying till now. And that cannot be. Elalav b'chol. It must be, in order for this Pasuk to work, that it doesn't contradict everything we've been saying till now, it must be talking about that the hitting of the behemoth is happening during the weekday. If it's happening during the weekday, there is no Misa involved. Even if you gave Hasra, there's not a Chiyuv Misa over here. At best, maybe there's a Chiyuv Malkus. At best. So even with Hasra, and that's the Pasuk saying, you're chayev to pay. So therefore we see that by Behema, you're always chayev to pay, because there is no Misa, there is no actually more severe punishment involved. And the Torah is saying, there's no Misa involved over here, and the Torah is saying that you're always chayev to pay by the Behema. So now we can extrapolate from that, and we can say the rule is by Adam also that you're always potter to pay. Why? Because there is a more severe punishment, and that more severe punishment would be... The more severe punishment would be that there's it says you must if you kill him, but if you don't kill him and there's only Malkus, then we would say you're always exempt. Come lay with the rabbi mine. Okay, so that takes care of that pasuk. So the pasuk has to be talking about during the week. Okay, now we're going to get into all the various shitas and bring together all the various shitas that we've been saying till now. Amalei Rav Papa le'abaya. So Rav Papa says to Abaya, Li Rabbo, according to Rabbo that we just said on Lama Dalid, we said, Amar Chidishu Shechidsha Torah B'Knas. So we mentioned this, that by Knas, that you pay, there's no Kamalei B'Derabamine. V'afal Gav De Mikto Meshalim. Okay, fine. That's the whole Chidish. That Kamalei B'Derabamine does not apply to Knas. That even though the defendant is going to receive a more severe punishment, still he has to pay. And Kamalei B'Derabamine does not protect him because it's knas. Even if he's getting killed, he still has to pay. Okay, if so, Masnisin Kaman Mukim Lo. How do you explain our Mishnah? What's going to be our Mishnah that says that in that case that you're always chayav to pay? The problem is like this. Iker Reb Meir, if you're going to tell me like Reb Meir that says, no problem, that we hold that is Malkus U'Mishalim, so then, but not Miso U'Mishalim, that would apply if there's a case of Malkus but not Miso, so then Kasha Bitoi. Sorry. Kasha Bitoi means that we would, because according to Reb Meir, he really only said that you chayav to pay Knas. Right, excuse me. If you want, but now that we're saying that Knas applies even in the context of Ktolo, even in the context of killing, so then Kasha Bitoi. So Bitoi, the next Mishnah, is going to say that you're not, because it's a Misa Bezdin. In that case, you only get the punishment of Misa Bezdin, Skilo, and not the Knas. But according to what we just said 2 seconds ago, that according to Rabbo, even in the context of Misa, you still pay the Knas. Why in the case of Bitoi, you're not paying the Knas? Right? Even according to Reb Meir. Even according to Reb Meir that says you get both, that's only talking about because there's a Malkus. Malkus would say you pay both Malkus and Knas. But over here, Bitoi, Reb Meir would have said that he understands Bitoi that you're potter. Why? From the Knas. Because there was a Misa involved. But according to the way Rabbah just explained, that Knas is an exception to the rule even by Misa, so even in the case of Bitoi, you should still have to pay the Knas. So why does our Mishnah say you're potter from a Knas? Iker Reb Nechunya ben Akono. Okay, so what did Reb Nechunya ben Akono say?
What's the case of
Bitoi then? Then Kasha Achoisoi. So Reb Nechunya ben Akono was the one who learned Kamalei B'Derabamine in the context of Chiyuv Kares. Okay? He actually holds, Reb Nechunya ben Akana also holds like Reb Meir, by the way, that you can get Malkus and Mishal. That's fine. However, he holds that by Kares, that there is a Kamalei B'Derabamine. So then, if so, then why achoisai? Achoisai is a case where there is a chi of karetz. Why are you potter from paying the knas? Right? Exactly. Because Rav Nechunya ben Akana holds that by karetz we do say kamlei b'derav minei. That is the case. That is actually the case that Rav Nechunya ben Akana says kamlei b'derav minei. Says kamlei b'derav minei by kares, when there's a kares involved, right? So if we're talking about a choisa, which is the chi of kares, so then al chanami, you should be potter from paying, from making any payment. And ikar Rabbi Yitzchok kasher mamzeres. So Rabbi Yitzchok is a new shita, is not brought in the Gemara before, and this is a shita that is brought in the Masechtas Makis, and he says that whenever there's a chi of kares involved, there is no such thing as malchus. There's no malchus involved in a kares. Fine. So I get it. That's why in that case you don't say kam lebi derab mineh, because there is no malchus involved. Because if doing it in the worst way possible would be a chi of kares, then in, so to speak, a lesser severe scenario where you didn't warn him, for example, of kares, you only warned him, but there is no malchus. There is no malchus involved. So we get it why you're chayev to pay knas. But it comes out that according to Rabbi Yitzchak holds that if there is a scenario where regular malchus applies, you should be potter. In other words, Rabbi Yitzchak holds of kam lebi derab mineh for malchus. He just holds that in the context of chi of kares, there is no malchus. And since there is no malchus, so then we don't say kam lebi derab mineh. But Rabbi Yitzchak himself agrees that if you can find me a scenario where there is malchus, I would agree that you say kam lebi derab mineh. Just happens to be that in this scenario there is no malchus. When a person is with achoisoi or any other chi of kares, there is no malchus. But if there would be, you find me a scenario with malchus, I'll tell you kam lebi derab mineh. So if so, kashe mamzeres. Because then the case of mamzeres is difficult, because mamzeres is a clear cut. The only isser involved over there is only malchus, because it's an isser lav. That's all that's involved. So then according to Rabbi Yitzchak, the case of mamzeres should be potter from the knas. So we're trying to figure out, so who would we explain the Mishnah like? So the Gemara says, so now we can get out of this scenario very simple. We say that if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan that says that kam lebi derab mineh only applies if you actually give the malchus, so then hanam mitar is like a Rabbi Yochanan, then I could say, fine, then I hold like Rabbi Yochanan, no problem. I just simply take out in our Mishnah, like the way Rabbi Yochanan actually explains our Mishnah, I just take out the Hasra. Once I take out the Hasra, I am no longer receiving those severe punishments, so then Kam Lebi Derab Mineh doesn't apply. Kam Lebi Derab Mineh only applies according to Rabbi Yochanan if I actually receive the punishment. And then I say, you get this punishment and not another punishment. The moment I'm not receiving the more severe punishment, according to Rabbi Yochanan, then it opens the door for the less severe punishment. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's very easy to explain. Mataritz look at Rabbi Yochanan. Very nice. We'll say there's no kam lebi derab mineh over here because there is no severe punishment because I'm not actually receiving the severe punishment. But if you hold like Reish Lakish, that according to Reish Lakish that says, if the scenario is the type of scenario that involves a severe punishment, regardless of whether or not I actually get the severe punishment, that means in all of these scenarios, all of these cases automatically have a more severe, they're the type of case that has a severe punishment attached to it, even without Hasra, and even if I don't get the punishment, I'm still gonna be exempt. I'm still gonna apply kam lebi derab mineh. Because it does, I don't have to actually get the punishment. I just have to be in a scenario where the punishment applies. So therefore, according to Reish Lakish, how are you ever going to get the chi of knas over here? You're always going to have a kam lebi derab mineh. So the Gemara says, you're right. So in order to explain this idea that you're chayev in the knas, it has to be that you're talking about that we're going according to Rabbi Yochanan that says, and you have to add the fact that, and there was no malchus over here because he didn't get Hasra. That has to be the case. So once you're not getting Hasra, that's fine. Then you're not actually getting the real punishment. That opens the door for the possibility of the monetary value to kick in. So that's going to be Fine. So we're going to hold like Rabbi. If you hold like Rabba that says that knas applies even in the case of misa, then you have to say that we're going according to Rabbi Yochanan, and that's only the you can still get the knas provided the misa punishment doesn't actually happen. But if the misa punishment happens, then you would be exempt. You would say, "Come lebi the Rabba minay." Okay, then the Gemara takes it one step further. Amalei Rav Masna le'abaya. So Rav Masna says, okay, fine. That works according to Rabbi Yochanan. You just answered up the Mishnah according to Rabbi Yochanan. Very simple. There's no hasra, so none of the more severe punishments apply. However, Rav Masna asks Rav Abaya, Lirei shlokish da'amah b'feirish rib sotayr chayve malkus k'chayve misus. But you say, according to Reish Lakish, that says Malkus is the same as Misa, that if there's a possibility of Misa, you're off, and if there's a possibility of Malkus, there's off. And according to Reish Lakish, by the way, we just said that you don't even have to actually get the Malkus, it just has to be available. You're already Potter. So Mantanet the Poligolay the Rav Nechunya ben Akana. So who would argue in Rav Nechunya ben Akana, meaning Rav Nechunya ben Akana actually disagrees with our Mishnah, because Rav Nechunya ben Akana said that in the context of Chiyuv Karis, there's a Kam Levi the Rabba Minei. So fine. So who is our Mishnah that says that you're still going to be Chayiv to pay the Knas? Because according to Reish Lakish, Malkus also would have exempted you from paying the Knas. From paying money, right? Because you say Kam Levi the Rabba Minei, because there's a Knas. There is Malkus involved over it. Even if there's no Chiyuv Kares, fine, I get it. Even if you're not getting the Kares, but there's still a din of Malkus. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Either we have to say, according to Reish Lakish, the only way to answer, which is, by the way, the way he does answer. Remember, Reish Lakish is the one who introduced Reb Meir. He'll either hold like Reb Meir that says, Enachanami, you're right. Reb Meir holds, you can get Malkus and Mashal. So he says, even though that's not Reish Lakish's shita himself, Reish Lakish's shita himself is Kam Levi the Rabba Minei applies even by Malkus. But Reb Meir argues, in other words, I will say that that the Mishnah is going according to Reb Meir. I don't hold of Reb Meir, but the Mishnah, your question is, who is the Mishnah? Who's the Tana of our Mishnah? The answer is, the Tana of our Mishnah is Reb Meir that says, you get both. You get both Malkus and Mashal. Malkus and Mashal. That's one way to say it. The other way to say it is that we're going according to Rabbi Yitzchak. Because according to Rabbi Yitzchak, Enachanami, you don't get Malkus if there's a Chiyuv Karis. There is no Chiyuv of Malkus, a Chiyuv Karis. So Enachanami, so the cases over here are that since these are all cases of a Chiyuv Karis, right? Remember, we're asking who argues on Rav Nechunya ben Akana. Rav Nechunya ben Akana said that if there's Karis over here, you say Kam Levi the Rabba Minei. So he says, and according to Rabbi Yitzchak, it's not a problem. Because Rabbi Yitzchak has this unique Shita that the moment the severe punishment, the scenario is a case that involves a Chiyuv Karis, even if you're not getting the Karis and there's only a Chiyuv Malkus over here, there is no Chiyuv Malkus. Right, I agree that Malkus would have gotten you off the hook from the payment, but there is no Malkus over here because by Karis, by that, so now there's no Kam Levi the Rabba Minei. You're not getting the Karis because you didn't get because it wasn't a place. I don't know why you're not getting the Karis, but you're not getting the Karis over here, and there's no such thing as Malkus. So even according to Reish Lakish that says Malkus, even if I don't get the Malkus, I'm still chayev. Doesn't matter. There is no Malkus over here because cases that involve Kares do not have, Malkus is not a form of punishment in an Isser that involves the Chiyuv Kares. So since there's no Malkus, the only Isser that's on the table is an Isser of Knas, of the payment. And that's why our Mishnah is going to hold that there's a Mishnah of payment. Right. Okay? So then, but the case of Mamzeris is going to still be a Kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak. That's true. Okay, so for that case, you're going to have to say that it's going according to Reb Meir.